Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about not being so binary with your content. Outside of not sweating followers as a KPI for your social media efforts, I think this is the topic I have talked about the most over the last decade. And it's really hot on my mind at the moment, as we've had some retainers that are coming up at the end of the year, especially on the content side of the house, where the relationship has been great, the feedback has been great. But the brand has decided, you know, some sort of tone of like, you know, we're going to go in a different direction, or, you know, we're not going to do that type of content anymore. We're only going to do fill in the blank, whatever it is. I just think that's a mistake, right? Like, I think brands, as they go throughout their timeline or just go out through a year, or they just keep looking at sort of what other brands are doing at the moment, sometimes get caught up in being very one style or stylistically siloed in one way. Could be live action, could be studio content, could be UGC. Like, we constantly see it ebb and flow. I would say I saw it the most probably in 2023, like in the beginning of the year, everyone wanted to like kind of look like Poppy or look like Olipop or look like, you know, some of these more sort of studio content forward brands. And it was great. You know, we do a lot of that here at Circle. It's definitely an expertise and it pops. So it's a lot of what I put out on Instagram. It's a lot of what's sort of sexy and sells, and a lot of brands were looking for that. And then probably post the Expo West hump, or really as we were going into the summer, everyone started getting crazed about vertical style content, whether it be for TikTok or YouTube shorts, more UGC, non-over-stylized content. And so everyone went that way. And, you know, we make a lot of that here too. We do it with third-party creators. We do it with Circle employees. We even do it with some of our professional content creators. And, you know, we see the trend go back and forth. And I think the brands that do it right are the ones that tried and true, where they're dabbling in some of both of those things. They're dabbling in some live with lifestyle and some studio and sterile and clean. They're dabbling with different styles within those genres, but they're not going so binary in one direction that they completely, you know, just go all right hand and cut off their left hand, so to speak. They have a rhythm and a balance to it. And to be honest with you, I've seen some brands that are a bit bigger, maybe 50 million in revenue or bigger, have different departments, right? Where the e-com team is doing something one way, maybe email is a different way, maybe organic social is a third way. And, you know, I think that that needs to have a thread throughout so that the branding and the style guide, it remains consistent. But I really think that whoever's the chief decision maker on content, like the creative director, could be the founder, could be the CMO, needs to take a step back and say, you know what, there's room in our creative arsenal for all these styles. And I want my team to think hard about what works where contextually, what works well for paid versus organic, what organic content is ultimately going to be paid. And really, like, if I'm sold in retail, which is where most of the brands we work with are primarily, then I want to make sure all this work we did on branding and style guide and all this work on packaging and the multiple rebrands and all of that is fully being seen throughout the brand and from shelf onwards. So from the shelf to your Instagram feed, to your email marketing, to your website, is there a consistent thread? And that means you're going to need some stylistic content that is on par and in line with the packaging that they're seeing at retail. Don't forget that. It's an important one. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.